This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Day 18, Soundtrack. Why singing the Psalms is a matter of life and death. Here's Psalm 70 sung to the tune of Lord Jesus, Think on Me, and sing along.
Still I'm afflicted, Lord. Make haste, O God, I pray. You're my deliverer and my help. O Lord, do not delay.
Consider this. Over the years, I have made many trips to the Abbey of Gethsemane for days of spiritual warfare. I always join the monks as they sing the Psalms. I learn from them what it looks like to put on the full armor of God. Every 2 weeks, they systematically sing through all 150 Psalms, gathering 7 times a day, 7 days a week. Every single time they begin their singing prayers with the opening lines of song number 70. I can hear their chant now as they sing these words. O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me. Have you ever considered that the Psalms are Scripture's strongest strategy of spiritual warfare? These songs train us for the unconventional warfare of the Holy Spirit. In singing them, we heed Paul's exhortation to the Ephesians, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes," Ephesians 6, 10 and 11. The chief scheme of the devil is to convince us that our enemy is other people and lure us into an offensive attack. To be sure, our enemy does come in the form of other people, because these enemies have become the unwitting and unknowing pawns of darkness, we must learn to pray, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," Luke 23, 34. Paul reminds us, For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Ephesians 6:12. God is not looking for people to fight for him. Remember the word from Moses on the Egyptian shore of the Red Sea? Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. Exodus 14:13. The warfare of the Spirit teaches us to stand firm. In Ephesians 6:10-14, we see this call to, quote, stand four times in the span of five verses. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Ephesians 6:13. And what is this armor? Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, the word of the Lord. It is primarily in singing these songs of deliverance that we put on this invisible yet impenetrable armor. Perhaps the most pressing lesson of these songs comes from the words of the one who wrote so many of them. Facing an opponent twice his size, against all odds, David, without armor, shield, or sword, spoke to the giant Goliath. The battle belongs to the Lord. See Samuel 1:17. I repeat, spiritual warfare is not fighting with some kind of jihadist ethic against Satan. It is about standing firm in the full armor of God. Singing these songs makes us strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Are you getting this? There is an absolute urgency to singing these songs. It's not a nice devotional exercise. It's a matter of life and death. Ask yourself, share with another. Have you considered the songs as tactics of spiritual warfare? Will you? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.